This is VOA News. Dear Remote, I'm Laura Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Europe for an emergency NATO summit on Ukraine, where invading Russian troops are stalled, cities are under bombardment, and the besieged port of Mariupol is in flames. On the ground, satellite photographs showed massive destruction in Mariupol, once a city of 400,000 people, with columns of smoke rising from burning residential apartment buildings. And Reuters reports the following: Russia saying its forces used long-range weapons fired from the sea to hit a Ukrainian arms depot outside the northwestern city of Rivne and two missile launchers in an industrial zone in the outskirts of Kyiv. The defense ministry published footage of what it said was 8-caliber missiles being fired from a warship at Ukraine's military infrastructure. Ukrainian officials said that two civilians were killed in overnight shelling in the Mykolaiv region. A bridge was destroyed over the river Desna in Chernihiv, and residential buildings and a shopping mall were struck in two districts of Kyiv, wounding at least four people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces were using the exclusion zone around the defunct Chernobyl nuclear plant to prepare new attacks. Russia's combat power in Ukraine has declined below 90% of its pre-invasion levels, a senior U.S. defense official said. Russia says its special military operation in Ukraine is going to plan. Meanwhile, the head of the International Committee of Red Cross will raise pressing humanitarian issues in Ukraine during ongoing talks in Moscow with senior Russian officials. That's what the agency is saying. This is VOA News. An official with China's Civil Aviation Authority said Wednesday that search crews have discovered one of the so-called black boxes from the wreckage of a Chinese passenger jet. The China Eastern flight went into a sudden dive and slammed into a mountain in southern Guangxi Monday outside the city of Wuzhou. The Boeing 737-800 jetliner was carrying 132 passengers and crew. Data obtained from flight tracking website Flight Radar 24 showed flight MU5735 plunged at a rate of nearly 8,870 meters per minute before it crashed. So far, no survivors have been located, but officials have yet to officially declare anyone dead. Officials earlier Wednesday said the search for the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders were hampered because the large crater caused by the crash was filling with rainwater, raising the risk of small landslides on these steep slopes. The recorders will play a crucial role in determining the cause of the crash. In a surprise decision, the hardline leadership of Afghanistan's new rulers has decided against opening educational institutions to girls beyond grade 6, a Taliban official said Wednesday, on the first day of Afghanistan's new school year. The latest setback for girls' education is certain to receive widespread condemnation from the international community that has been urging the Taliban leaders to open schools and give women their right to public space. The unexpected decision came late on Tuesday as Afghanistan's education minister prepared for the new year opening of school, which was expected to herald the return of girls to school. A statement by the ministry earlier in the week urged all students to come to school. Sri Lankan lawmakers have approved reforms to a harsh anti-terror law that rights groups have long criticized as the country looks to shore up its trade relations with the European Union amid its worst economic crisis in memory. The vote on the anti-terror law followed a European Parliament resolution last year that called for a preferential trade scheme with Sri Lanka to be used as leverage for rights reforms in the South Asian country. The generalized scheme of preferences allows substantial duty concessions on imports from selected countries. The EU review on the concession is expected shortly. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.